Episode 1810, The Magic of Christmas.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Merry, Merry Christmas and happy day. Can you believe it? It's finally here. I pray that you are going to have a glorious time together with your family and your friends. This is the day that the Lord has made. It's all about the magic of Christmas. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the magic of Christmas doesn't come wrapped in bows and tucked under the Christmas tree. The magic of Christmas is silent. You don't hear it. You feel it. You know it. You believe it. The magic lies in your heart with the rush of indescribable pulsating beats that flutter when your faith awakens. Christmas isn't about all the gifts. It's about God's dreams for you. He wants to give you your dreams. He wants to see you thrive in the world He created. He loves you so much that He sent His Son here on earth. It was in those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. That comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. You see, Mary had a willing heart. She said yes to what seemed impossible. But there in her heart, the magic of Christmas. You have to be willing to say yes. Yes to the hard stuff, just like Mary did. Yes to the easy stuff. That beautiful child in your arms, it's easy to say yes to a baby. Yes to the life that requires smiles and tears. But most of all, God wants you to say yes with your heart. He wants all of you, not just when it's convenient or easy. He wants you during the good, the bad, and the ugly. Remember the shepherds? And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those of whom His favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. That beautiful Christmas night, there was cause for concern and celebration. It started as a silent night and ended in celebration. Hope has come, love has come, and now here you are, suddenly consumed by the world's desires, the busyness pulling at your heartstrings. There is no room. Or is there? I can only imagine how Mary felt after the angel visited. Lord, of all times, you choose now? I'm not ready. You're asking me to do something so extraordinary. I'm not worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are ready. God can see your heart. Expect the unexpected this season. Christmas magic is silent. You don't hear it. You feel it. You know it. You believe it. From my family to yours, Mele Kalikimaka, Merry Christmas. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.